sky crackled and burst, stars wheeled, and by hammer and lightning upon the anvil of apotheosis, Ramos of the Shadowed Soul was reborn. No, not reborn. Reforged. Lightning was beaten into him with hard, incessant blows, strengthening him, shaping him. The impurities of mortality driven from him like sparks hammered from a blade against an anvil. Withered lips peeled back from long fangs, and the vampire gave a rattling laugh.
A better question might be, what are you?
One sunken eye narrowed.
I smell storms and clean water. You are not mortal men.
Not for a long time.
The same might be said of me, I suppose.
What is your name?
What use is a name when one is bound thus?
The creature twitched its thin fingers, causing the brass spikes to screech against the iron rim of the orrery. It winced in obvious pain.
If you release me, perhaps I shall tell you, eh? How curious are you?
No. He focused on that shard of himself and held it close, even as it burned. Alloy to that memory was an emotion. Fury. Rampant, barely human wrath, and sputtering from it with white heat, the raw need for vengeance. It was strength, not weakness. With each stroke of the hammer, he felt the lightning inflame him for a little longer before dissipating. The divine had no form, but he did. Or at least his soul remembered, and with each blow, the smith drew that recollection from him until the lightning burned, caged, within a nascent human form. His form.
Sigmar sent him.
The vampire squirmed away from Tarsus.
The Lord of Lightning mocks you, O mighty Nagash. He plucks souls from your realm and sends them back to you as emissaries.
He sank to one knee.
And I have led them to you, that you might do with them as pleases you, as a sign of my adoration.
Wrath clad his heart, even as the god of the anvil encased his recast flesh in holy sigmarite. He remembered. Warriors fell at Nagash's merest gesture, their bodies wreathed in black flames or amethyst light. The souls which swirled about the great necromancer launched themselves at the stormcasts, tearing spirit from flesh wherever they passed. But no blue light shone, and no bolts of crackling lightning streaked upwards from the fallen. Something was preventing their escape. Tarsus shuddered and tried to pull himself up. Nagash was not simply killing them. He was capturing their spirit somehow, preventing them from returning to the soul forges. Soon, only a scattered few remained, and Ramos himself. Lightning splashed across Nagash as harmlessly as water. The undying king motioned, and a liberator fell, enveloped in flames. Ramos dropped his staff and lunged forward, hammer clutched in both hands. His first blow made Nagash take a step back. His second thudded into a waiting palm, and Nagash's hand closed about the hammer's head. The blessed sigmarite flared once, and then came apart as if it were nothing more than sand. Ramos staggered back, and Nagash caught him up, enveloping his head in one metal talon. He jerked the Lord Relictor into the air. He turned to swat a liberator into the side of the bridge, hard enough to shatter the stone railing, and sent the stormcast into the abyss below. New forged muscles swelled as he experienced the slaughter anew. He and his entire warrior chamber, dismantled by the dark god Nagash, and the soul of the Lord Celestine imprisoned in his underworld. Because of a betrayal. The name lit up his mind with an electric fit of hate. Von Karstein. A voice came. A voice that spoke into Ramus's soul and gave him new life and greater than human strength.
Bring me the prodigal vampire.
Sigmar.
Lightning played around his armor's edges, ready at a word to cast him into the mortal realms once more. His wrathful heart sang with praise.
I will present him to my old foe in silver chains.
The lightning struck. It hit not with the impulsive stab and return that a bolt from the heavens should, but with a raking stroke. It timed its moment, brightening until the air it touched hummed with the pent-up might of Azir.